Say mad morning. How are you guys doing? Ponzi Ninja, how are you feeling today?
GM, feeling good. How about yourself?
I am feeling crazy today. Quick sentiment check. Are we happy that the lab price is so high, or are we angry that we can't get a lot of mad scientist NFTs because the lab price is so high? So thumbs up if you're happy. Thumbs up if you're feeling FOMO. Thumbs down. I see no thumbs. So everybody is kind of in between. A little. Deving.zone is happy. Okay.
I think there's
mixed feelings. I think there's mixed feelings, right?
My feelings are certainly mixed. I mean, this is a banger, but I would love to have more, you know, lab tokens. But now they're so damn expensive. So it's mixed. It's mixed.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, though, like, this is such a successful launch that and it's so powerful and so good for our ecosystem. And I mean, it's built on all of our infrastructure, and it will fuel and empower all of our DEXs and LSTs and whatnot, you know, so... You know, the positives definitely outweigh the negative. You know, the positives definitely outweigh the fact that we got to pay up for NFTs.
Like, for the ecosystem, you know, this is another step for the whole ecosystem. It's like we're reaching escape velocity on a large scale here. Between the sale DAO with millions in liquidity still available and now this, I think this is the best thing that could happen. You know, I didn't imagine... I knew the NFT collection would rock, but I didn't, you know, anticipate in my, you know, wildest dreams that it would rock that hard. So I'm more than happy. But, you know, I would love to have more of those, you know. But I think there's an airdrop coming for Migaloo Whales, for Kujirans, and for Skeleton Punks, right? So there should be something for everybody here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So that's one way in. I wonder if anybody's calculated it out, and I don't know what the floor price is now for Migaloo Whales, but I wonder if it would be a better route to buy Migaloo Whales and get the airdrop than even going through the stream swap. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just wondering if that's worth exploring. Has anybody done the map on that?
I haven't, but I'm quite confident that everybody here in the space has or owns some of those sweet Migaloo Whales, so everybody should get his, you know, his entry into the lab. And I already see, Sebastian, you have a very handsome, you know, you look really smart and wise with your new profile picture, really smart. Luna V-shape, you know, he looks angry. You know, I don't know why he's angry, but he looks angry. I like it. I like it.
All right. Should we kick this thing off? Welcome to the weekly White Whale community call, everybody. If you're new to our community, you can find all the critical information through the link tweet in our Twitter profile. And we invite everybody to join our Discord and participate in a live discussion. The channel is called Community Calls. Without further ado, let's dive right into the market data. So the token price of Whales stands at 2.7 cents roughly, with a market capitalization of 11.7 million. Social data is pretty much like last week, didn't really move too much. 4 people less on Twitter, 5 people more on Telegram, 1 member less in our Discord. Regarding the yield data, so AMP and Bone Whale T are still, I would call them ecosystem leaders, with 86% for AMP Whale T and Bone Whale T 79%. So those are number one. If you just want to have bare alliance rewards, those will yield you 57% still on your AMP Whale and Bone Whale. And I want to talk a little bit about the satellite markets here, because Terra is still super profitable over the last 7 days, 44.6% without any multipliers, real yield. But I would almost anticipate, because the lab streaming swap was such a success, that the Osmosis satellite market is going to pick up a lot of volume here. So over the last 7 days, I think the APRs there were like 10% without any multiplier, 10 or 11%. But yeah, that's going to go up significantly, I would say, over the next couple of weeks. So keep an eye out for that. And I'll also mention, only for Sebastian, the MITRE WALT APR. So MITRE stands at 200% APR still for the whale injective pool. So that's really juicy as well. Yeah, and I think that's about it for the best yield opportunities. Obviously, there are some more, but I can give it over to CENTCOM right now. But before I do, people, hashtag ride the whale, retweet the spaces, let everybody know that we're in here. We are half an hour early today, so some people might miss it. So tweet it out, let people know, so more people can join. All right, CENTCOM.
Yes, thank you. If you guys don't mind, so JG just pinged me. He's in dire help for some liquidity adding. If you don't mind, I would jump off for 10 minutes and make sure we're good to go for the launch here, and then go over a couple of Migaloo specific things. But all in all, there's nothing too crazy happening. We made a couple of fixes, so DAOs are working again. We had another emergency upgrade that hopefully nobody noticed, except for the validators, so I'm going to touch on that too. And you know, with the DAO fix, we're closing in on the restake airdrop, and there's another exciting announcement here that we're going to make in the call regarding restake. And yeah, if you don't mind, I would jump off for 5 to 10 minutes and come back then. Is that okay?
Do what you need to do, sir. Do
all
what
right.
You need to do. Duty calls, right?
Don't have too much fun without me. See you in a couple of minutes.
Sure. All right. On that note, I have some topics to go over. First of all, thank you everybody for joining us. Why don't we first begin with Restake DAO, right? So just a few updates on Restake DAO, and I just want to let everybody know, as far as timeline goes, the airdrop campaign is still imminent, right? We are just right now, we are, you know, we don't want to kind of take any spotlight or interfere anyway with the mad scientists because of all of the hype and all of the momentum, right? We just want to be behind them and supportive of them, make sure pools are right, make sure, just like what CENTCOM is doing right now. You know what I mean? So we kind of not took a step back, but we just kind of, you know, put it off to the side just for this week, because of mad scientists and because of all the attention and everything that's getting, right? So however, once we get through the mad scientist stuff, you know, the restake airdrop and the restake campaign and all of that will continue at full speed ahead. One thing, also, just based on based on the mad scientists and the success and all of that, we are going to include them, that community, into the restake airdrop. Okay. So we're going to carve out some of the allocation, probably take it from maybe the native staking allocation that was that, you know, we had 20% there for native whale stakers. We'll probably carve some of that and direct it towards either the mad scientist NFT holders or lab token holders, or some kind of combination thereof. But, you know, this is a real opportunity, right? I mean, here's the thing. The Osmo community is huge, right? That's we learned this with Sale. It pretty much, you know, has its hands all across the expanse of the cosmos. That's the thing about Osmosis, is that, you know, it is a hub in a lot of ways for Osmosis, or for the cosmos. So the community is huge, the unique wallets are huge, you know, the reach that you get is just huge. So this is really an opportunity for us to kind of stretch out, capture new users, capture new attention, right? I think one of the issues, right, that we have and that a lot of projects in Cosmos have is we're all kind of vying for attention and vying for the same dollars and capital and things like that. You know, and we have our niche communities, we have those who know us, right? We have you guys that know our ecosystem and that know the ins and outs and all of that stuff. But we need to branch out, right? We need to branch out. So I think that is really one of the major benefits of you know, having this this NFT launch and the momentum that it has and the attention that it's getting, because we could really kind of leverage that and grow our community as well, right? So we are going to open up the airdrop to the mad scientists, right? Timeline on the airdrop, like I said, once the kind of mad science, once the stream swap, you know, ends and the mad scientist kind of fully, you know, we're going to let that cycle finish, right? We're going to let this whole their whole campaign cycle through and make sure that they squeeze all the juices out of it, right? And then we will kick back up with the restake stuff. But as of right now, it's you know, it's all attention, all focus on mad scientists, and rightfully so. And I think, you know, I think it's appropriate we could take a little bit of time to discuss what the benefits are, right, of the mad scientists, of lab for whale and for our ecosystem. Okay. You know, obviously JG and Backbone Labs are very close partners. We've kind of incubated, we've run together, you know, for a long time now. They are, you know, arguably the closest partner that we have. Right. So there is, there are a lot of benefits, right, to lab token, to mad scientists, for whale. The first and foremost being that the lab Osmo pool is going to live on white whale DEX, on Osmosis, right? So once the stream swap is over, there will be, you know, there's a lab Osmo pool. It's actually already open on white whale's Osmosis DEX. Liquidity will be transferred and deposited into the lab Osmo pool, and you'll be able to trade your lab tokens, right? You'll be able to trade your lab tokens for Osmo. You'll be able to swap them, right? It's a tradable pool. You know, and again, this is a very interesting dynamic, and it's a first mover type of thing, even for an NFT mint, right? So they did this stream swap to get price discovery. Then they're going to open a pool and they're going to have a tradable pool. And, you know, as long as you can get 10 lab tokens, right? So you buy them off the market, right? Then you can mint a mad scientist, right? So there's a lot of unknowns and a lot of, let's see how this is going to play out. Let's see how this experiment's going to play out. But really the lab token for a while will serve as a floor price, right, for the mad scientist NFTs, right? Because if you could mint one, right, with 10 lab tokens, then that's the minimum price you can get one for, right? So but in any case, this pool is going to trade on White Whale DEX, so we're going to get that TVL, we're going to get that volume, those swap fees over on our DEX, right? So that's one direct benefit. The other thing is you know, these NFT, this collection is powered by the BOSMO, the LST, and it's going to be yield bearing, just like the other Gravedigger collections are. This is their Osmosis Gravedigger collection, right? So the more attention that gets, the more BOSMO that's minted, the more yield that gets, this all fuels our you know, the Migaloo ecosystem, ultimately this, and ultimately the SOL token. Right, the SOL token, which will be coming next for JG and for Backbone Labs, which, by the way, if you participate in you know, in lab and you mint mad scientists, you're also qualifying for the SOL token. Okay, so this, you know, the SOL token will also live on Migaloo, on White Whale DEX. The liquidity will be there, probably have pools on multiple outposts, right? Probably on Osmosis, on Migaloo, you know, but again, we're talking more volume, more liquidity, you know, more swap fees, which means higher, you know, higher yields for bonders and all of that good stuff, right? These are basically shots in the arms for our ecosystem. Right. So, you know, that, not to mention the mechanics of SOL, which we could get into more when JG's online here. But the way that the SOL token is designed, much like the Shark token, is there is, you know, there's actually there's buy pressure on Whale from every Gravedigger collection, all of the fees that are collected, right, from the SOL token. There's a portion, there's a cut of it that goes, and there's buy pressure on Whale, just like other mechanisms in our ecosystem are designed. So a lot going on, right, and a lot to break down there. But all in all, I mean, this you know, launch, this campaign, which I got to give credit where credit is due, JG has done a fantastic job. There was an incredible opportunity, right? First you know, first NFT collection on Osmosis, right? It was just a wide open door. I would tell them, this is like a watermelon being pitched to you, you know, hit a home run, right? Just hit a home run. And so far, it's looking like it's a big home run, right? So, anyways, it looks like we have CENCOM back. We have JG here. How's it going, gentlemen?
Oh my God! You know, I gotta say, like, this is like, I'm not gonna lie. The last 48 hours have been just completely humbling and inspiring and awe-shocking and validating, right? Like, for 2 years. We've been trying to push this different model of bridging these two groups, these DeFi junkies and like NFT gens together, right? That's our niche market. And so this is a major win. I think we're on the precipice of starting to have fun again with money instead of everybody being sad, mopey money, which is just like miserable. Like, just go hang out in your bank if you want to be sad, mopey money. So, but like, and here's the other thing, like, you know, this will allow for us, like, you know, I'm always looking for devs. I'm always looking for talent. I'm always looking how to expand, how to reinvest the money, that whatever little money we generate goes right back into the pot, right? So this is game changer for Backbone. This allows us to become a whole different player in the system. And this allows us to attract, you know, more attention. I'm just so grateful. And man, let's not even get on the airdrop. I think we're about to have one of the most record-breaking airdrops for BBL and even Rec Gang participants. This is pretty wild. This is pretty wild. I couldn't be more.
Sebastian, you know, talking about airdrops, I think this is your moment to spill the good beans.
Sir, the beans, are you talking about we're including the mad scientists in the restake airdrop?
Those beans, yes.
Those beans have been spilled while you and JG were cooking in the lab. Those beans have already been spilled, sir.
Oh man, I hope you didn't spill it all, because, you know, I think the mad scientists, they're gonna make a really active you know, community of Osmosis OGs and, you know, Backbone Labs, White Whale, Raccoon, you know, all, our whole ecosystem. And I think it's going to be one of the most cross-pollinated NFT collections out there. And I think they're going to be a real value add to the Restake ecosystem. And man, you know, we've been building these cross-chain systems for such a long time now. And, you know, everybody in the ecosystem has their own little focus. You know, for me personally, it was always about little, you know, abstracting away complexities and, you know, having, you know, abstraction of applications with the DEX. And for JG and Backbone Labs, I think it was always about, you know, cross-pollination of communities. And I think this is just a prime example that both goals are being achieved. You know, we have this cool cross-chain system that's easy to integrate, that's easy to scale. But we also, you know, go ahead now and pretty much, you know, we're able to hook up the whole Osmosis community and by extension, the whole Cosmos into our new shiny cross-chain ecosystem. So I think this collection will shine a lot of lights on, you know, NFTFi, on building cross-chain, on the Gravedigger, on Soul, but also on the other applications that we have in the ecosystem that are right next to it, you know. So I think this is amazing. But I we have another call, you know, right after this. So I think we can talk about, you know, NFTs, you know, in depth over there.
Yeah, for sure. You guys should cover everything else. We're doing another big space, like literally right on the heels on this. Let's a little delayed gratification is always fun.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, there is a lot to cover with it. And yeah, that's fine. We can cover primarily the whale stuff here. There's just so many ways we could kind of cut this up, right? There's so many and different paths we can go down on it. But it's just a huge win, JG. And you know, I think we're all very excited for you. You know, we know that you've put the time in, you've put the work in, you know, you've hung on, right? You've hung on and grinded. And you deserve this as much as anybody that I know in the space. You know, you got your home run. Every once in a while, the stars align for us. The opportunity was there. You capitalized on it. So you know, just shout out to you, man. I'm very happy that that this is breaking for you the way it is, you know. And I know we're all gonna win from it, right? We're all gonna win from it. When one of us gets a breakthrough like this, you know, we're all in it together. But again, you know, this community, this family, we're super happy. We're super pumped for you, man.
Hey, thank you so much. Honestly, Backbone wouldn't be anywhere without White Whale support. And to come from being a wrecked skeleton punk who didn't know what was going in Terra 2 to today is a blessing. I don't even know what else to call it.
For sure, brother. Go ahead. SenCom, you got something to say?
Nope.
All right. Well, in that case, let's tackle some whale stuff. So on back to the Restake drop, right? I want to continue pounding this. I want to continue blowing the trumpet on this, right? The best way to farm, which by the way, is another thing that we're super excited for. It's a super huge breakthrough, right? We're all crazy pumped about it. You know, it's just right now everybody's in mad scientist mode, you know, but next week and the week after, we're going to ship back again to Restake DAO and how amazing and you know, the big breakthrough that is. In any case, right, I will continue to say this, the best way for anybody, for Joe community member, right, for any regular holder to farm Restake is to mint AMP or B Whale T. Okay. That is the best way. We got 30% over there. It's going to be cut up over 6 weeks. You just mint AMP and B Whale T and hold it. And again, you know, I've been on some other spaces over this past week. I went on Yieldmost Space. I went on Rebel DeFi TFM. They had a space. And, you know, it's so funny. I sound like a broken record, and I should, frankly. I should sound like a broken record. AMP and B Whale T, in my opinion, are some of, if not the most powerful assets in the cosmos, maybe in DeFi. Okay. And here's why, right? You are earning single asset yield. It's not an LP. There's no impermanent loss. It's single asset yield of 90% or whatever it is. It is undilutable in the sense there's already 100 million whale in there. There's not going to be 200 million whale in there that cuts in half. Then if that were the case, whale would shoot up to 50 cents or whatever. You know, it's non-dilutable in that sense. It's not going to go down that much, right? It's not going to get slashed in half. It's sustainable, right? It's not an incentive. It's not like, oh, in 1 month these incentives run out. It's in perpetuum, right? And there's zero lock. There's no lock on it. It's liquid, right? So you have sustainable, you have zero lock, you have a 90% single asset yield. You basically print whale. You hold it for a year and you double your whale bag. It is, you know, it's just insane, right? It's insane. I've been shouting it from the rooftops. Whale prints. And it's because of the stuff we've done in restaking, right? It's because of the experimenting that we've done, which admittedly, not all of it works, not all of it sticks, but you know, enough of it has worked where if you know how to use your whale, if you know how to leverage your whale, it will print you money. It will print you cash flow. You can literally print cash flow. If you know how to leverage your grant or your bag of whale or whatever, you know, so, basically if you can do it right, one, you never have to sell your whale and you just print yield and that's cash flow. You can reinvest it. You could put it into lab tokens. You can redirect it however you want. Right. But whale prints. I do not know of another asset, single asset, where you can print 90%, right, in the cosmos and take that yield, do whatever you want with it, not cause any sale pressure on the native token. Love Kujira. You can't do that with Kuji. I love Astroport. Can't do that with Astro. You know, the assets don't work that they don't print for you like that, right? They just don't. Whale does. Whale freaking prints. It prints. I will, I don't care. I'll sound like a broken record. You know, this is just something that those who realize it, right? The OGs and you guys who realize it, you know, we're printing. I mean, that's the only way to say it. And it's good. It's good. And until the rest of the world catches on and starts printing with us, we're just going to keep printing. Right. But in any case, Amp Whale T, B Whale T, that's how you farm restake. That's the way to do it. I'll pause there. Any comments? Sencom or Ninja, any comments on that?
No, I agree. I think the T assets are really exciting DeFi products, a little bit more on the complicated side, but if you get your hands dirty, you know, you there's a high chance you could be rewarded for it. And you know, on restake, you know, I'm really excited about this, you know, democratization of Migaloo inflation. I think this will kick off a new form of, you know, I've seen people speak about the animal cartel, you know, between Shark and, you know, all the different animals we have in the ecosystem. So I think that's kind of hilarious. But really, if you think about it, you know, the curve wars, they've been massive. And here we have a perpetual stream of income for this new animal cartel. So between Guppy, Shark, Rack, you know, the different DAOs, it's going to be very exciting. And I'm, you know, all going to participate in this. It's going to be real fun. And I think the stream swap, you know, just ended. Wow.
Did it?
It did. So now the stream is starting and this, you know, redemption like is going on. But yeah, it did end.
What was it? Yep, go ahead.
2.4 million Osmo. Rounded.
2.4 million Osmo. Not a bad bag there, JG. Not bad. So what was the previous?
Oh, the previous record was 848,000.
So you tripled it. You 3X'd it.
But not too bad. Isn't this a sign that the cosmos is just itching to do stuff again? Like, this is the catalyst that I'm hoping ignites the next wave of interest, right? Like, we're showcasing all the different products that everybody has been building, and we're trying to utilize as many as possible, right? And so now the goal is to amplify this event to all of Web3 so they can see how easy it is to operate here and how interfluid we all are and how we synergize and help each other. Like, that's the message that we hammer home and separates us from EVM, from like the dog eat dog world. Like, I'm all about the wag me. Let me, I'm, come on. I'm, I don't know. You know, maybe I'm a little bit of a socialist. I don't fucking know. So, like a libertarian socialist. It's weird.
You're certainly a wag me type of guy. You know, I give you that. We have another wag me guy here on stage, which is Luna V-Shape. How are you doing, angry Luna V-Shape?
Hello, hello. I'm not that angry. I'm actually quite happy. I kind of want to join your celebration party up here. I think it's a huge opportunity for Whiteware, uniting with the Osmo community and spreading all across Cosmos with attention. So yeah, I'm happy with the decision to put them also into the restake camp and the token allocation. So I think that's a good choice for sure, long term. I was I wanted to pick up on Sebastian talking about T assets and alliance yield. My question was, if Terra decides to, I think they talked once about maximum chains that get alliance an alliance cut. I think it's 10 chains. Correct me if I'm wrong. So how much? And that would be the only thing that could dilute the rewards a bit, right? And I kind of want to pick up on that, even though it's.
So the way this is supposed to work is Luna checks via their oracles how much money, like in dollar terms, is giving to Lunar stakers. And so they look on Migaloo, they see there's Amp Luna and there's B Luna, and they look how much whale is going over, what's the whale price, and they do the same for Carbon. And based on that, they allocate, you know, who gets how much. But so far, which is, you know, stunning to me, I don't get it. No other ecosystem, you know, really integrated alliance. You know, we have Kujira that integrated it real quick, but they never used it for anything. So it's just sitting idle there. We have Carbon, which I don't know if they're doing anything with it, or they're just, you know, farming along some rewards. But besides that, there's really just our ecosystem, you know, going with Alliance, pushing it forward, you know, with Restake DAO. Remember, we are the first chain to restake cross-chain assets, first chain with LP tokens, first chain with ecosystem tokens, now Restake DAO. So I don't think there's anybody else doing something remotely similar. I think Persistence is now including Alliance, so maybe they whitelist Luna as well. So that could be some form of, you could call it competition. But as far as I am concerned, they're not even on testnet. So,
We're for sure, or you guys are for sure, a front runner. And juicing the maximum out of that alliance opportunity for sure.
Yeah.
With that, all that innovation, I love that. All about that with White Whale. But aren't there like four or five other alliance assets? And if there are coming five more alliance assets, would whale rewards, alliance rewards, get diluted a little bit? Or did I get that wrong?
You know, you get it right, Luna V. And I think you bring up a good point. You raise a good point, right? So when I say they're undilutable, that's not 100% accurate, right? Because there are ways that the yield can change, right? And can swing. What I mean by undilutable is there's already 100 million whale deposit in there. You can't, you know, there's not going to be another 100 million whale put in that slashes in half. So if other L1s will integrate alliance And they can't just integrate Alliance. They actually have to whitelist Luna and give Luna a portion of their inflation. That's how you get into this contract, is by giving Luna some of your inflation. So we've given Luna 5% of our inflation. That's why we have the lion's share of this reward. So we've captured this, right? At least as a front runner. If other chains do that, then yes, that will affect our APR. So you are correct. Right now, I don't know of any other chains that are doing that. And frankly, I don't understand why not. I think, honestly, I do
understand why no one else is doing it.
I don't get it, especially smaller chains. I don't get it. It's the best thing we've ever done. You know, or for sure one of the best things we've ever done, right? As far as generating yield for our community. So I don't know why other people haven't done this and haven't moved on it. But hey, well, that's fine. We'll reap the rewards from it until they figure it out. Sorry, one more point. The other thing though you have to consider is if other chains are integrating Alliance and listing Luna. That means Terra is growing, and that means Luna is growing, right? So the more Luna grows, the other side of this is if Luna goes up, let's say there's a favorable ruling tomorrow with the SEC, or if Do Kwon tweets tomorrow, or, you know, who knows what happens, but let's say Luna explodes, right? So does our yield rewards, right? So the idea is that, yes, other chains may integrate Alliance. And frankly, I think they should. If they were smart, I think they should. But also, we have the upside, you know, the yield will increase as the price of Luna increases, right? So there are the main answer is there are things that will change that yield, right? There are things that could change that yield either up or down. But I like, you know, I like where we're positioned nonetheless.
100% I agree. I think one of the reasons why no other chains are doing it as of right now, at this particular time, is probably the SEC court case still with Luna. And if you're in an alliance or in a collaboration, then your assets are also correlated, right? What we already experience and see. So if Luna goes way up, then our yield goes up and our token gets boosted. So, and also the other way around, I guess. So I guess that's the reason why the other chains haven't decided yet. But that could very well happen after the court case is done. That's why I'm putting this question on now. You're correct. Obviously, if we have a favorable SEC case finish, then our yield will go crazy and the token price of Whale also will go crazy, I guess. We can all pray for Do Kwon. Free Do Kwon.
Yes, sir. Free Do Kwon. And I think you're probably right. Probably because of regulatory uncertainty, kind of that cloud over, you know, over Terra, over TFL, really. That may have caused some chains to be hesitant. You know, we've been running with Terra, you know, forever now, right? So we're already partnered. We're already hitched to them, you know. So it doesn't really. It is what it is. We're already connected and tied to them, you know.
But it doesn't really matter, because if we have a bad, I don't know, court decision, then we're going to stay solo farming, so to speak, with Alliance rewards for a while, which is printing us real good yield, I guess. And in the other case, Luna Express is going to rip, and then other people are going to join, and then we're still going to print.
Yeah.
So I think either way, we're good.
I think so, too.
And don't forget, there, you know, Terra is also gearing up for more exotic restake things like LP tokens, and that's certainly another, you know, discussion, but I think there's a big place for White Whale in all of this, and by extension, you know, the other, you know, pools of other assets, you know, from the ecosystem that could benefit from this LP restaking on Luna. So I believe there's even more, there's more opportunity if we, you know, show up. You know, half of life is showing up and the other half is not screwing up. So, we need to show up and not screw it up.
But did I get it right that TFL, I think, published that there will only be 10 Alliance assets for now?
Or? Yeah, I think they capped it.
Part, on the chain
I think
part.
They, they capped it on for that contract, for the Alliance contract. I think it's the top 10, the top 10 chains that are giving their yield, right, in dollar amounts to Luna, right? So, and right now we're the top one, you know, we're the top one.
And it could only possibly be a size more, more or less, right? So maximum downside is rewards in half, but then...
Well, it depends. If there's a huge chain that just dwarfs us, like, massively, they could gobble up, like, 90% of the yield. But as of right now, you know, these things, you know, they don't appear out of the blue. So usually these things, you know, go through announcements and test nets and mainnet and blah, blah, blah. So as far as I'm concerned, there's nothing out there right now. So we can expect, you know, things to continue for the medium term.
Yeah, really good points, though, Luna V. Really good points. I'd also, you know, on kind of to transition a little bit, in regards to restake and in regards to Alliance staking and restaking in general, we are going to remain very fluid in our approach, right? So as of right now, we're allocating 5% to restake, right? And we have these other tokens that are listed. We have BTC and BOSMO and AMPOSMO, right? We can always, if restake kills it, right? If restake, we find it's a great product market fit. People are loving it. There's competition, right? You know, the gears really start to turn with restake. We could always redirect, you know, we could up that to 10%, right? Or we can fold in the AMP and BOSMO and the BTC, that yield into restake and let people compete for it, or the LP tokens. You know, this whole thing is experimental. The whole thing is fluid, right? Our Luna, you know, the Luna restake, whitelisting Luna really paid off for us and is really paying off for us, right? Some of the other things that we've listed, you know, not so much, right? I don't know. You know, right now the LP tokens, I don't know if it's really worth giving that inflation. Now it might in a different you know, as the market dynamics change and more retail people start to LP again, that might change. But again, my point is that we want to remain fluid. We want to see this is all an experiment, right? We're in the lab. We're in the mad scientist lab here. You know, and we're going to stick with what works, double down on what works, double down on the winners and cut the losers. That's the idea. By the way, you know, our motto, right, that we recently adopted is pushing DeFi boundaries, right? And I think, you know, again, back to JG and back to the mad scientists, I think they really embodied that, right? Like this was a new model. This was a brand new, you know, experiment, literally, right? That he did the way that they launched this and the way they put it together. And I think it perfectly you know, exemplifies and kind of shows the kind of stuff that we do in this ecosystem with our partners. This is a typical Migaloo ecosystem, Backbone Labs, you know, this family. This is just the kind of stuff that we do, right? And frankly, this one was a home run. You know, they're not all home runs, admittedly. They're not all home runs, but this one, but that's okay, right? If you're gonna experiment, you're gonna try new stuff. Sometimes you're gonna strike out. Sometimes you're gonna hit home runs. And this one was, right. And we're hoping Restake DAO is gonna be one as well. You know, so that's what I'll say.
If you don't mind, I can touch a little bit on some more of the boring chain stuff. What do you think? Migaloo stuff?
I love boring chain stuff, sir.
All right. Lull us
to sleep. Lull us to sleep. Can you make it extra boring? Could you try to just make it extra technical? Use really big words, right?
Yeah, so big I can't understand myself. That's what
Yeah. Just put all the small brains to sleep. Let's do that.
So for the sake of completeness, So we had a bunch of upgrades. You know, there was lots of back and forth. We did an upgrade, then, you know, somebody came out and said, this is broken and that is broken. And it wasn't us. You know, it was, you know, other people's code we use, like IBC or Cosmos SDK or, you know, any of the packages we use for the chain.
It's never our fault. For the record, it's never our fault.
So far, it hasn't been, to be frank. So far, it hasn't been. And, you know, we're getting quite, you know, the validators and, you know, the team working on this is getting quite good at managing these, you know, extraordinary situations. So we had another one of those. I hope nobody noticed, because that's always our goal. And I think nobody did. So there was another emergency upgrade that didn't only affect Migaloo, but pretty much the whole Cosmos. We're not allowed to share the code yet. So until the Interchain Foundation releases a, you know, made sure that everybody is safe in the Cosmos and they release it publicly. So there was an emergency patch that fixed something regarding IBC that was a little bit nasty, but we managed, you know, thanks to the great validators, thanks to Notional and, you know, PFC. So chain is safe, funds are safe. Migaloo is, you know, although one of the smaller chains, always at the forefront of, you know, keeping the chain safe. So I'm very glad about the really professional validators we have. There was also a bug that sneaked in over the last upgrade, which affected DAOs. So if you're part of a DAO, you might have had troubles executing cross-chain transactions. That's fixed now, so you're fully operational now. And all in all, all the bugs are fixed. The chain is running. We have the burn fee, and everything is working. So that's the short story of the whole thing. So if you're a validator, a CPFC, robo staking in here, so thank you very much. You guys rock. And if you're a user, I hope you didn't notice, because that's always our goal. All right. So I kept it. I hope I didn't lullaby anybody to sleep. So that's on the chain. On the furnace, real quick. So we have a new developer who's on trial. It's a woman, actually, is working on the furnace. So woman in Web3. Yay. She's working on it. I threw her a little bit in the cold water, you know, just to test her, you know, her appetite for shipping stuff. But so far, she's doing good. And we're working on this together right now to ship the furnace as soon as possible, because the contracts are ready. And I know there's a whole machine, you know, with the AshDAO and lots of different participants waiting behind or waiting for the furnace V2 to go live. And they want to go crazy with this, you know, burned lab tokens, among other things. So I think we can expect some cool stuff once that's live. And I don't know if you touched on this, Sebastian, but the super app, we should have something out real soon. So you have a more integrated experience into the whole ecosystem. And the way I see it, the super app is going to be the end game, development-wise, for what we do. So we're going to continue developing this, and all the new products and features we do will, you know, eventually end up in there. So you have this, you know, one website where everything is, from onboarding with a landing page, from app store that features stuff on Migaloo, but also everything's going to be in there. Cardo integration, trading, Backbone Labs, NFTs, and it's all going to live in there. So we should have something out real soon, and that should give you an idea of where things are going long-term with our application front-end development and UX-wise. So that's all I had on my list and I wanted to share with you guys here.
Yeah, I see Mayor Ed came up. That's great. I don't know, Shark, if you guys have something you want to say. Things are going well. I know that, but if you guys have any updates for us or anything you want to say, feel free to come up. Real quick, I'll just before Mayor Ed, I'll just give a couple updates on a couple different ecosystem projects. SailDAO currently, and by the way, you know, this whole, the whole mad scientist thing, SailDAO opened the door for that. Just so you guys know, our deal with Sunny that brought us up, that brought all of us, our decks and our ecosystem projects over to Osmosis. That was all started with Sail and that deal there. Right. So credit where credit is due. Currently I'm talking to two different projects that all of you guys know, solid projects, pretty much, you know, have crafted deals with them. And they should be putting props up relatively soon, you know. But again, it's up for the sale holders to weigh and judge those projects. But there are a couple deals in the pipeline. And I would just shout out, if there's any projects, any deals that are looking for liquidity on Osmosis, right? We have it, whether in Osmo or in Whale, you know. So. Feel free to reach out to SailDAO or start a discussion on Space Hall Forum, right? And you know, we can see what we could put together. I think it's an incredible opportunity. I think, you know, again, Osmosis is really emerging as the, you know, as a decentralized, you know, the hot DEX to be, I think, you know. And I think the future is very bright for Osmosis. You know, I'm super bullish on Osmosis, and I think Osmo liquidity is going to be very coveted and very valuable. So there's no reason for us to rush for sale. We want to hand pick quality projects to partner with and to LP with, and they will come to us, and they are coming to us. So you know, so that's that. And then I want to shout out Ophir DAO as well. So we are Ophir DAO. We are almost done. We actually have a working redeemable treasury contract on testnet, right? So this is groundbreaking stuff for DAO treasuries. You know, I've talked about, you know, the redeemable treasury of Ophir here quite some time. It's a game changer. It's a groundbreaking step. I think it's gonna, you know, I think it's gonna change the game. There's one DAO on Ethereum I know that has something sort of similar. But I think ours is better, to be frank. So, you know, we're making real progress on that and looking to ship it on mainnet, you know, hopefully pretty soon here. So that's, another thing. We still have so Ophir still has an OTC, the Seekers round going on. It's at a 50% discount, right? You can either buy a bond on Kujira's Fusion, or you can, you know, on Ophir DAO's website, you can do the exchange there, the OTC exchange there. So if you want to get in on Ophir, again, it's Migaloo's treasury DAO. It's kind of similar to Roar, right? Lion DAO on Terra. But that's, it's a great opportunity to get in. So those are updates. Those are updates on my end. Okay. Who's up? We got some requests. We got some Mayor. Why don't you go ahead? Mayor Ed, go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Thank you. Just wanted to say real quick from AshDAO, a little report. Like CENTCOM said, we are getting very close on Furnace V2 launching, and we are studying this mad scientist experiment. I believe there's going to be a lot of NFT projects that are studying this and keeping a very close eye on this and learning from this. And I just want to give a shout out to Backbone Labs and Rec Gang for just kind of rewriting the playbook. And I think the partnership is great. I believe this is a great collaboration. Rec Gang was one of the first NFT projects to go cross-chain. And I think I think it's so powerful, the vision that Backbone Labs has with White Whale. Cross-chain is the future with DeFi and NFTs. So just so, so excited for what's happening. Don't want to take too much time because we only got about 5 minutes left, but just shout out to Rec Gang. JG Backbone Labs, it's amazing what's happening.
Yes, sir. All right.
Yeah. Sir. I also wanted to set mad respect.
Indeed. You got any updates for us on Shark, Bruce, or you just wanted to say that?
First, I want to say congratulations to JG and Backbone Labs on the success. Of course, that's a huge amount of Osmo that has been deposited in that stream swap. So that's a great feat. Absolutely. huge respect. I got some small updates on Shark Protocol. First of all, we want to say thank you to all the users and participants of the inaugural mission and all the users that have provided feedback and comments on the development of Shark Protocol. Those we have listened, and those comments and suggestions will be implemented during the next 2 weeks. We will also soon have the first and our second mission on the platforms. So there's going to be some nice rewards to get there. And then I have some alpha. It's a very, very little amount, little short sentence of alpha, but it can have a huge impact on the protocol. We are looking to launch on another chain.
Oh, big stuff.
So we are expanding.
Big stuff. And I have a rough idea where that could be. Just guessing.
Well, that's interesting. But let's just keep it at this. Syncom, let's just itch our users just a bit.
Fair enough, sir. Fair enough.
Also, one last thing.
I didn't catch that. I think my connection is broken here. Sorry.
No worries. Just a bad pun. I think that Mega Lunatic also shared some alpha during this week that there's going to be some benefits of playing on the protocol. So creating some transactions on the protocol could go and be rewarded very soon. That's it.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. All right. We got 2 minutes before the other spaces starts, the mad scientist spaces starts. I would encourage everybody to hop over there from here. Just in closing, I mean, it's getting very exciting, guys. It's just getting, you know, we're innovators here. We're pushing the envelopes. We're pushing the boundaries. JG showed us how to do it, right? We're doing it again with Restake, and we're going to be doing it again and again and again with whatever opportunities, you know, come up. But things are popping, you know, things are popping. There's lots of ways that the Mad Scientist Mint is going to have direct benefits on the Migaloo ecosystem and on Whale from bonding on DEXs. I mean, it's probably a good move to bond on Osmosis DEX, right, and get your multiplier building up, because that DEX, that Migaloo branch DEX, White Whale branch DEX is going to, it's going to print, you know, it's going to print. But there's all kinds of fringe benefits. There's all kinds of direct benefits, you know, and we're celebrating with JG today. You know, we're celebrating with him because it's a huge win. It's a huge win for him. It's a huge win for all of us. So yeah, let's go LFG, you know, let's do it. We'll talk to you guys all again next week. Thank you for joining us. Be sure to hop on over to the next space. We'll see you there.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ants dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, though the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works.
next, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of DNA stacked in non-toxic, just to get a better place, smacking on the hostage like this shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines, they call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle beats, tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity, got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege, commanding all the management to grab a few Z's, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy, before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come first serve mentality, stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Spaces.